Abandoned homes have become much more commonplace in the years since the housing crisis. Here's a prime cause, zombie foreclosures. The term refers to what can happen when an owner moves out of a home before a bank can foreclose and take possession. Often the house falls into disrepair. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, towns in one South Jersey county are banding together to fight this blight.
Gloucester County Administrator Chad Bruner has lived in the area his entire life, and he says he's never seen this many abandoned homes on his turf.
You know, you can see it when you're driving by major roads or even in neighborhoods. You see some houses with high weeds and boarded up. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit in a charming area that once was.
That's why Bruner is helping 10 Gloucester County municipalities create a registry of abandoned homes. Part of the point is to give local code enforcement officials the information they need to levy fines against homeowners who've let their properties deteriorate. But that's only the first step, says Ron Mulberry, Senior Vice President for Community Champions, the company helping Gloucester County manage its registry. He says it also helps officials figure out which properties are good candidates to be taken over and resold to prospective buyers.
We get the owner then to sign off a deed to the property. We get the bank to waive the mortgage, and we provide the funding to a nonprofit organization locally to rehab the property, put it back on the market, and get a family in there. So we're kind of like the zombie killers.
According to RealtyTrack, a real estate data analytics firm, New Jersey has the highest rate of zombie foreclosures in the country. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.